Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Tzadi Tes, Baba Metzia 99b, pagination is 198, counting up from the bottom, about 8 lines, Amar Rava, in the middle of a line, Rava said, Hani Shikulai, these schleppers, people who carried burdens, they moved things from place to place, Ditavru Chavita Dechamra Lechenva'a, they broke a barrel of wine of a storekeeper. Vioma deshuka, on the day of the market, mizdavna behe, it's worth 5 coins. Bishar yomi mizdavna bearba, on other days, it sells for 4. Because it's a market day, it's a different commercial situation, and the person has plenty of people to be able to sell to, and the price is higher. The problem over here that we're analyzing is that the person would have to pay back, the schleppers would have to pay back for what they damaged. However, what exactly is the price of the item that they damaged? On the one hand, its regular price is 4. But on the marketplace day, which is the day that they affected, it's 5. Now, if it was merely a question of grama, I took away your barrel so you didn't have it in order to be able to sell, that would not really be our case, because grama, in many cases, is going to be potter. If I simply locked the door or hid the key so that I caused him tremendous damage, that may or may not be actionable in court as far as finances go, because the item is perfectly intact. The point over here is they damaged it. They destroyed it. And they're going to have to pay back according to its commercial value. And that's the question. How much is its commercial value? On a market day, it's worth 5. Normally, it's worth 4. Ahadru le biyoma deshuka, mahadru le chavita dechamra. If they're returning it in time for the market day, then they could just return a barrel of wine. Because whatever the barrel of wine was worth, let's say 5, I'm returning to you a barrel of wine, so it's equal. It's also worth 5. However, b'sha'ar yomi, if you want to return it on a different day, after the marketplace day, mahadru lehe, you would have to pay 5 coins. Because when you damage the item, you don't owe wine, you owe value. And if the price of wine goes up or down, you owe according to the price at the time that you damaged it. That's its correct value. So what happened here is you damaged it when it was worth 5 because it was a marketplace day, and now you're returning it at a later date. Giving him a barrel of wine is not going to be returning to him the value of what you took. There are a number of ways to understand this Gemara. There's Rambam, there's Rashi. We are trying to explain it according to the Ramah in Shin Dalid Se'if Hey. But again, it's a sophisticated Gemara. Velo Amron, and we only said this concept, that it has a different value to him on the marketplace day, and therefore you owe more. Ela delohava lechamra lezvune, that he didn't have any other wine to sell. So he's really out those sales. Avalhava lechamra lezvune, but if he had wine to sell, hoibele lezvune, so let him sell the other wine, and the wine that was broken is the equivalent of warehouse wine, and it's not for the marketplace day anyway, so then its price is really 4, like all other days. The final line of the Gemara adds in a very important appreciation. Umenakile agar tirche udme barzanaisa. You are allowed, you would deduct from the price of five, which is the price of, he would sell it to individual customers on a marketplace day and get a total of five for the barrel. You reduce that payment by the amount of his inconvenience to have to stand there and dole out to the people, and the amount, Rashi says, of the crier, the person to announce that he has wares for sale. Others say that this word barznaisa is referring to the amount of the craftsman that's going to put in the spigot into the barrel. But however we understand it, it has to do with the fact that a person, as we mentioned in a different session, who doesn't work, is willing to take a discount on his normal earnings so as not to work. It's worth it to him. There's a discount, whether it's a half or it's a percentage, but there's something that he's willing to reduce so that he doesn't have to work, and that amount can be reduced from this five that he would be earning if he was able to sell it, but it would take effort to sell it, and that can be reduced. It follows that as much as you could reduce it with this argument, that it's easier for you, so you take a reduction in earnings so as not to work, that sometimes you have a person who really does want to work. You have a person, you could see this clearly by retired people, they have a little geschäft, they have a little business on the side. It's their way of meeting people. They don't want time off. And it could be, we could explore a case of a person doling out wine, doling out oil, whatever it is, and you tell him, well, I'm going to reduce it by the amount because you don't have to work. The guy says, I want to work. What are you talking about? This is the best thing for me. Don't reduce it. You caused me to lose this amount of money, and that's the amount you caused me to lose. Continuing in the logic, though, the amount of the craftsman to put in the spigot, that's true, that he didn't have that expense. And therefore, the five has to be adjusted accordingly. Likewise, in the scenario of the crier, well, you didn't have a crier announcing that you had wares, and therefore that would be reduced from the five that we described. The Aruch HaShulchan makes mention of the concept that is probably running through your mind. We had a case in a previous session that the porters, these schlepper people, damaged by breaking one of the barrels, and the case over there played out that lefnim mishuras hadin, the owner of the barrels, should not charge them. And the Aruch HaShulchan therefore writes over here, mitzvah, it is true, it is a mitzvah, likanes im sabol, to enter in with this porter, lefnim mishuras hadin, beyond the letter of the law. However, we still have to know what the letter of the law is. What is the halacha in such a case in pricing items that fluctuate because of the market day, because of after the market day, and how would proper reimbursement for damages play itself out? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.